2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Hi, this is Jeff.
10:30 at KSL News Radio. I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour. Police say jealousy over a boy is believed to have been the cause of a drive-by shooting in South Jordan. Natalie Giraldo says they were asleep Saturday morning when they heard a gunshot.
There's a problem. There's a big problem, and it almost killed my family, my child.
She says the bullet fired at their home hit the wall right where her 12-year-old son was sleeping. Thankfully, the bullet didn't make it through the wall. Police said the attack was prompted by a dispute between Giraldo's daughter and a 17-year-old over a boy. University of Utah men's basketball head coach Larry Kraskowiak has COVID-19. KSLSports.com reports the coach's diagnosis comes just days before the run-in Utes are scheduled to play the first of six games through the holiday season. Utah's season opener against New Orleans, scheduled for this Friday, has been called off. A mystery in the rock formations of southeastern Utah, and some say it's otherworldly.
It's like something straight out of Stanley Kubrick's A Space Odyssey. At the base of a red rock formation, a mysterious metal monolith. The area is extremely remote. Utah's Division of Wildlife was counting bighorn sheep when they stumbled upon it.
Okay, who does this kind of stuff?
They say there is no evidence pointing toward who put it there, how they got it there. It's in such a remote area, they won't even say where it is to avoid people trying to find it and getting hurt. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Your money at this moment. The Dow went over 30,000 for the first time this morning. We're at 30,075, up 484 points, which is 1.6%.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.